Blog Talk Radio.
Number 401 shows and counting. Last week was the 9th year anniversary for Voices Carry for Animals, and it was a great show. And, you know, I can't believe it's already 401 shows already, 9 years, and we're going to keep going because that's what it takes. You know, because we are the voices for the animals, and we must be heard. So this radio platform speaks out for all the animals in need and distress. So if you ever want to be a guest, just, you know, let me know, and I'll just get some information for you, and you can come on board and have a show and an interview, because the more voices and action takers out there, everyone, the better. So I just got to go to a couple things, and we'll get started here. Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, comes to you live every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, and there is a number if you want to be in the queue and you want to speak. It's the same number every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern. And that number is area code 310-982-4270. I will be taking calls more later on in the show. You can also call in from Skype, and you can also listen in worldwide, everyone. All shows are recorded live and archived, so you can go back and listen to them anytime, 365 days a year. One of them is, you know, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me. And on the right-hand column, if you want to follow my podcast, just put in your email address, and every time there's a new podcast coming up, it will alert you in your primary email. And also on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/voices carry for animals, and just press the follow under the logo Animal Advocates Radio and put your email address in, and then every time there's a new upcoming broadcast, it will alert you also in your email. So there's several ways you can follow these shows. If you ever, you know, if you want to call in later in the show, please refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. My name is Debbie Dahmer, aka Mama Bear, And Mama Bear does care because she is on the air. But I want to thank you all for tuning in this evening, and we'll have another great show. All these shows, you know, are so awesome. A big thank you to all the former guests that are amazing, so informative, all the callers in the last 9 years, and all the listeners out there. This show was on the TS Radio Network at the beginning back in June of 2014. Marty Oakley, who passed away on April 1st of this year, and may she rest in peace. Her advocacy will carry on. Love you, Marty, and we miss you so much. Anyway, the PPJ Gazette online, that is also Marty's website. And you can also go to there anytime. Just search on the right-hand column and search Voices Care for Animals, and the links will pop up. So we're going to go and have another great show tonight. I'm only guests will be Gina Patolo and Brenda Veteranano, and I'm going to bring them both on air and let them tell their stories, the laws for Paul's. Okay, ladies. Gina, you want to speak first?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, Mama Bear?
Hey, man. Mama Bear's doing good.
Oh, good.
Welcome back.
We're so happy to be back here. Thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for what you do for the animal world and for giving a platform for, you know, people to really care and make a difference in the animal world. You know, thank you so much for what you do.
Hey, it's my pleasure always. I'm here and I will continue to operate. You know, we're going to keep going because the animals don't stand a chance without us. You know, we have to fight for them and get them their rights, and their, you know, rights should be granted, not violated by all means. And there's a lot of them out there that's getting mistreated, and it's so wrong. You know, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But you go ahead and tell us a little bit how you got started there, Gina. And you're live and on the air. And Laws for Paws, a big shout-out to all of you that's involved with Laws for Paws. You're doing a great job. But go right ahead.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, Laws for Paws is a group of, dedicated animal activists that, you know, we work towards bettering animal protection and anti-cruelty laws. And, you know, we try to work with government bodies statewide. We really want to get these laws changed. And there's actually a few of them that are coming up that are really awesome. The Protect My Pet, that's going to be on the ballot coming on 2024. And that's going to be the automatic forfeiture proceedings. And it's really going to make a difference. It's going to be able to open the doors to having these conversations about changing the laws one of the things that we want to do is change the lingo as far as animals are not property. And in this bill, Protect My Pet, that's they're living property, so they're not just property. So that's amazing. And then the second bill that's coming up is the House Bill 4838, and that's going to be able to ban retail stores from selling puppies, cats, and rabbits statewide. So that's another huge thing that we're definitely behind. But in the meantime, what we're doing is following these court cases, because a lot of the times the news will bring these court cases to attention, get everybody riveted, everybody's demanding justice, and then the news doesn't tend to cover these weak sentences, how they just get off or what happens with these people, these criminals who basically get a slap on the wrist and then, you know, they go on to do even more heinous crimes or they continue their path of harming animals and moving on to harming people as well. It's just terrible. So we're definitely working towards that, and bringing attention to these specific cases is going to let the community know to open eyes, to network, to bring everybody together, get everybody on the same page, get behind changing these laws when they need to be changed. So the first case that I'd like to talk about is the veterinarian Wayne Albert Gilchrist. And he's got Josie, who is the rescue German Shepherd. And this video went viral. People heard about it from all across the United States. Everybody was deeply upset by it because a veterinarian is supposed to be trusted. They're supposed to be a trusted, respected member of the community. And it just felt like this guy was just masquerading as one of the good guys, just pretending. Meanwhile, we saw behind closed doors, videotaped by his own son, what he did to Josie. And it was disgusting. I remember I was physically sick after I saw that video. I know I wasn't alone. So the Laws for Paws has protested outside of his office, you know, even in the winter, because this happened last, what, October? So we were out in, you know, Michigan, it snows pretty bad. So I remember being out there protesting, and it was like 40 miles an hour wind, snow coming down. It was freezing. We were getting hit with our own signs, but we were bringing awareness, and that was just so important. And we were getting attention, and people were pulling over and asking us what's going on. And then the people who did know what's going on thanked us for being out there and standing up for Josie, getting justice for Josie. And I hate to tell you, he got a really, really weak sentence. And that was another challenge was following this case, was that we couldn't get any information. Like, he had a court date set up, and then so we weren't able to get the next court date. We were calling and calling and calling. All of us were calling. We weren't given any information. And then thank goodness for the Laws for Paws group, because I remember one of the court dates, it was one of our members who had messaged me personally and let me know, oh my gosh, guess what? Tomorrow is the date, you know, and then something happened and that one fell through. And then the same thing happened again. We're calling and calling. And then finally somebody was able to get the information that it's going to be the next day. So we had no notice. You know, we love to fill the courtrooms for cases like these. And he also had a ton of supporters on his side, people wearing shirts that say, we support our vet. And it was just deeply disturbing and disheartening at times because they were very confrontational. But, you know, we mind our P's and Q's and Laws for Paws. We really we stay respectful. We don't engage, unlike, you know, his supporters who were, you know, less than professional and courteous and nice. So we were able to have one, because, I mean, I had to work. I couldn't make it. None of us could make it. And we had one member who was able to make it to the court case for Gilchrist. And that's how we were able to get all of the information on his sentencing, because the news just didn't cover it. So he ended up getting 12 months of non-reporting probation, which is nothing, 20 hours of community service.
Whoa.
$400 in court fees, which is nothing. And there was 12 months no contact order with his wife, Janine, who was also in that video. You could, you know, hear her. She says, like, say my name. You know, she in her, like, temperament kind of, in my opinion, matched his in that video. So, you know, he basically got off with a slap on the wrist. The most inconvenient thing was that he got 12 months no contact with his wife. And that seemed to upset him in court the most, from what I've heard from, you know, our eyes and ears inside the courtroom, was that, like, everything else, like, he was just kind of like, whatever, but that actually got him. But I feel like there was no justice for Josie. I remember when Josie got returned to that house, everybody's like, how did this happen? But then he was living in a separate household, so it is what it is. And it was really disheartening, and it was sad. And I feel like maybe that's why the news doesn't cover it, is because it was just so weak. And then he was able to renew his license, and his wife, who's also a veterinarian, who was featured in that video, was able to renew her license for the next year. So, and
whoa,
it just goes to show Lara is the organization. Oh, go ahead.
I said, this is sickening, Nadina. That's, you know, that is a slap on the wrist, because I've seen the video, and it's very hard watched, you know, to watch. Because Josie didn't deserve that at all. No animal does. No child. No elderly person. And I mean, he's a veterinarian. He's in the public eye, and he's doing that kind of stuff, you know. And his punishment is sickening. You know, moved out of the house for a year. You know, and probation where he doesn't have to go there. $400 in court costs. This is a disgrace, okay? Because when Josie was going through that torture and grabbed, I looked at this video and I was, my blood was boiling, like a lot of other ones. And I said, this is so wrong. I mean, for what excuse?
Yeah.
You know, because you have that
no
temper tantrum.
For abuse.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's the thing that he was saying in court was that he was trying to say he was playing an alpha role, and there was all these gaslighting and excuses. Never once did he say, hey, you know, I take responsibility. Hey, I made a mistake. Hey, you know, it was all about, like, his justification for this abuse, and that's what was just making my blood boil about it, because there was just absolutely no recognition of what he did, that he would not admit that he did anything wrong. And that's why I was hoping, because he could have gotten 90 days. He could have gotten 90 days, or was it 60? What is it? 90 days in prison. Yeah, he could have, but he didn't. So that's just unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But then the you next case is Julius Holly the Fourth. And, you know, Yorkies are just tiny little cute dogs. This dog's name was Little Babe. And what this guy did is he broke into his ex-girlfriend's house. He recorded himself viciously, mercilessly beating this Yorkie to send it to his ex-girlfriend to, you know, cause her pain and suffering. Basically, it was his complete malice. He didn't even recognize that Lil Babe was a life. And he, and for a giant man to just beat and beat and beat this little dog, and the dog was almost motionless and left in a bucket on his porch, it was so disturbing. And like his history, though, he had a home invasion first degree, he had larceny on a building, he had stalking, and these charges, they could go like, you know, 15-year felony, 4-year felony for the larceny, and then the other stalking is a 1-year misdemeanor. So this guy there's no goodness in him. I mean, in my opinion, I'm sorry, but I don't see how this human being is just still walking, you know, around. So he ended up got $1,898 in court costs and fees. The restitution was to be determined. No contact with Coco's mom. Oh, wait, did I? Little Baby's mom, sorry. He may not own or possess animals. And then it was, no less than 5 years, maximum 15 years, and he got 221 days credit. And, you know, the 5 years to 15 years, that's actually the largest that Brenda's ever seen for a sentencing. So, I mean, it's still weak. I'd like it to be a lot stronger, but it wasn't as lax as Wayne Gilchrist's. And, you know, it makes you kind of wonder. It's just disgusting. And then, also, Julius Holly, when our girls went to court, when Lost for Pause was in the courtroom, they were able to meet the girlfriend, and she was very appreciative that we were there. You know, they got to take pictures with her, and she was just so appreciative that there was a group like Lost for Pause that was standing up for her, standing up for her dog, Lil Babe. And I mean, that's what this is all about, is making a difference for these animals. So, I mean, it's not great, but it's still so unfortunate. I mean, I just think it should just automatically be, you know, mandatory 15 years personally. I mean, I want more than that. I do, but we'll work on that. And then so the last case that was Terry Key II. And Terry Key is the dog's name was Coco. And there was a lot of conflicting articles on the internet. Like somebody said that the dog was a pit bull, but then if you look at the dog's picture, you could tell it's a very small dog. And we were able to determine that the dog is a miniature pincher, and he was 3 years old. And the dog was stabbed 20 times by Terry Key II.
What?
Yeah,
oh,
and I guess the dog was on a chain outside, and the Terry Key had an issue with the dog's mom, so he just lifted the dog up, and the dog, like, tried to get away from him, but, of course, he's on a chain, so he couldn't get away, lifted the dog up and just stabbed and stabbed and stabbed. So the dog ended up dying a horrible, brutal, violent death that no min pin, no dog, nobody ever deserves that kind of a horrible, violent death, and the dog did nothing you know, wrong. That and you know, again, this is just a sick man that is just taking his aggression and his evil out on a poor innocent dog, which it just boils my blood. It really. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Okay, I gotta calm myself down.
Whoa,
but,
it's sickening. Just
yeah.
Stab that
and
many
so
times.
Guy,
even
Terry
once
Key
too much.
Second.
You know. Whoa.
Yeah. Well, Terry Key. Terry Key has a history of over 15 arrests and many convictions of abuse and violence. So this isn't his first rodeo. He's, of course, a repeat offender. He threw chairs and made this big tantrum when he was at intake. You know, so he's completely off the wall. The sheriff had described him, what was the word that he used? Was it wacko or he lost it? He totally lost it. You know, because this is over there in the area. I don't know if we've talked about Sheriff Chris Swanson. He's amazing. He's the one who's heading up the Protect MI Pet on the Michigan ballot. So he's one of those good guys that, you know, we want to keep in contact with. And he's always been just so lovely and great. Gracious to us as far as giving us information, you know, and standing with us and helping us and guiding us to change these laws and make this difference. But anyway, so this guy, Terry Key II, the one who stabbed the dog, he's out on a tether. So he's supposed to be on a tether and his court date comes on and he absconded, which means he did not even show up for court. He is on the loose, and that was June 7th that he was supposed to go to court, and he just did not even show up. He's on the loose. People are looking for him. Brenda had called today. He is still not in custody as of today.
What?
So he's still on the loose out there, this crazy guy who just picked the dog up that was on a chain, stabbed him. He's been convicted of so many things in the past regarding, like, close to abuse and violence. And he's still on the loose. So we're looking for him. If you're in the Michigan area and the Flint area, keep your eye out for Terry Key. Follow Laws for Paws. We always post these guys' mugshots. We post their pictures so you know who to keep an eye out, because I want justice for this guy. And, you know, he could have had a plea deal, you know, and then he did have a plea deal.
36 months.
That's it. 36 months. So now that he's on the run, he's not going to get that cushy plea deal anymore. No more. Off the table for that. So, oh my goodness. At least he's not going to get that cushy plea deal. And I mean, that goes to show, like, these plea deals are a joke. Like, these weak sentences are a joke, because these are usually repeat offenders. So the fact that he's just walking around right now, like, he can't run forever. He can't hide forever. So as long as we, you know, put out a be on the lookout, you know, keep your eyes open for people like this. And I know that we're doing this here in Michigan and we're very focused on Michigan, but whatever state you're in, I mean, follow these cases and get in contact with the people in charge. Like, there's certain people that we've met that I just respect and have so much admiration for, like Mayor of Utica, Gus Calandrino. He's another one of the really good guys. He genuinely cares. He wants to see the laws changed. He wants to see the violence against animals stopped. And, you know, he went so far as to put on, like, a puppy parade, which is for awareness of cruelty for the anti-cruelty month that had passed just recently. And it was a fabulous event. And to bring all of these rescues together, there were so many groups and everybody just coming together. And there was just so much love and so many good people that are out there that care about animals came to this event. It was really a success. It really just knocked it out of the park. And Utica is not a big place. You know, it's kind of a small town, like kind of like a small, like, city town. You know, it's not anything big, but what Gus has done for Utica is just amazing. And I hope that other politicians in charge can look to people like Gus and say, hey, let's listen to these people. Same goes for Sheriff of Genesee County, Sheriff Chris Swanson. He's just amazing. He's just an amazing, remarkable man who cares, and he's out there, and he's rallying people to get behind this cause. So no matter where you live in the United States or outside the United States, like, reach out to those elected officials, let them know what we want, because then we can get things on the ballot, like Protect MI Pet, and get that passed. We can get this House bill passed. We can make a difference, but it all starts, like, with a little bit of elbow grease. You got to network, you got to talk to people, and you got to not give up. When you're calling that courthouse every day and they're giving you a dead end and they're not giving you any information, you've got to keep going. You've got to keep trying for these animals, because change isn't going to happen unless we all come together and we all make it happen.
That's right. The more voices we are, like Mama Cat would say, we are strength in numbers all the way.
Yeah.
You know, power in numbers.
Oh, I love Mama Cat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And it's so true, because we all have to take action. We can't just sit there, you know, change does not happen on its own. We have to be involved, you know, and get it done, because our actions go into positive results. And if there's only a handful of us, nothing's going to happen. They'll just look at that and, oh, well, you know, it's not that important. And it is important.
Yeah.
So your voice does matter. You know, it helps out so much. You don't even know. You don't even realize it.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you see something, say something. That's huge. If you see something, say something. Yeah, and that's another thing that had happened in there's another thing that was happening in you know, Flint, Genesee County area. I don't know if you've heard of, this is going to be graphic, so if you can't handle it, here's a trigger warning: crush videos. Crush videos are a way that people make money off of the internet, and it was happening right here in Michigan, and a whistleblower let Sheriff Chris Swanson know about these crush videos. So we're currently following these the people who were involved in the court in the crush videos, Jeffrey Meadows and Cheyenne O'Berry. So we're following that close, and I mean, it's like the girl will be in her underwear, and it's sick, and it's like almost like a sexual thing. It's absolutely disgusting. But, you know, animals get murdered, you know, whether it's hamsters, mice, you know, and they do it on a glass table, and they have the different views of it. And it's just absolutely stomach turning. It's disgusting. And, you know, Chris Swanson was made aware that, like, and this is a worldwide market that people are making money off of, and it was happening right here in Michigan. And, you know, all of us are standing up and we're like, no, this is not going to happen in Michigan. We're following these cases, and I hope they get absolutely the maximum sentence.
Oh, yeah, because I know StopCrush.org, I know you've heard of them. They're on, had, it was like the beginning of Voices Carry for Animals. I had them on the show interviewing, and my stomach was churning, you know. It just, everything was, oh. Hearing some of these, I mean, gut-wrenching, how can people do this to animals?
It's pure evil. And they're making money off of it. They're making money off of these videos, which I guess there's like a market for it, you know, overseas or wherever. I hope to God it's not right here in our country, but I'm sure it is. But, you know, we got to stand up. And if things like this happen, you know, if you see something like this, say something. If you recognize somebody in a video beating the animal, and that's kind of the same theme that, you know, they were like Little Babe, he recorded himself. Veterinarian Wayne Gilchrist, he was recorded by his these crush videos, they're recorded. So the proof is right there. You have literal digital proof right in front of you. Like, why we are not prosecuting these people to the full extent, and that's the importance of writing to the prosecutors, writing to the judge, if the judge will have your letters, and continuing to bring awareness regarding these cases, and push for the harshest sentences you can. And you may be just banging your head against the wall like it was with Wayne Gilchrist, because we weren't getting any information, we weren't getting anywhere. But then it makes it all worthwhile when there's somebody like, you know, Little Babe's mom in the courtroom facing this man in court, and she didn't know that she was going to have backup, but she did. We're all there in Laws for Paws shirts and backing her up. So it's a beautiful thing.
Hey, we have to take that action. We have to contact our legislators, everyone. I mean, you could call them 7 days a week, leave them voicemails, or during the week ask to speak to your representative or senator, area code 202-224-3121. That's a nationwide number, and just give them your zip code, and they'll, you know, direct you right to your representative or senator. You might not get to talk to him, but ask to speak to the legislative assistant. And you could be a creator of a new bill to go into legislation, get approved in draft, then it comes back out and then gets voted on. So whatever you can do, you know, we need new laws. I'm sorry?
What was that number again?
202-224-3121. And that's a national number. That means you can be in any state and call that number, give them your zip code, and then they'll connect you with your state representative or senator.
Excellent.
And
that
you could
excellent
even
information.
Hours.
Thank you for that.
Yep. No problem. Hey, and after hours, you know, and weekends, you could leave voicemails, okay? Or you can, if you prefer to write emails, you know, find your legislators or find your state legislators, and you have to give your zip code again, and they'll hook you right up on, direct you right on the computer to them. You know, you can call them, you can email them, write them a letter, fax them, meet them in person. There's so many ways. You know, everybody, we go out and we vote all the time, every year or whatever, and we want to keep in contact with them, because if we don't, they think that everything's running smooth when it's not. So your voice does matter out there, everyone. You know, hey, for the peaceful protests, and I've seen pictures of all of you, Laws for Paws in them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got your signs. You could get them at the dollar store, all everything. You could probably deck it out for $5, you know, and get your word across. And not only protest, you know, make them phone calls and write those emails, because that matters. And it could be peaceful, you know. You don't have to invite the SWAT team or the police, okay? So your voice does matter, and get it out there and say, hey, you know, we all matter out there. All lives matter, including all the animals, you know. So do your part, you know, and share it on social media. You know, share that number with, you know, your family and your neighbors, your coworkers, you know, your husband's wife, boyfriend's girlfriend. Have them call in too, because their voice matters. Just don't wait till the next person to do something. Do something, you know, right there and then, because we want to get these animals out of harm's way and save lives out there. You know, there's no excuse for this kind of behavior. You know, the veterinarian or stabbing up a puppy, what, 20 times? That is sickening. There's no excuse for that. No. And then they hear on top of it, they get a slap on the wrist. What is wrong with this picture? I mean, that animal didn't have a slap on the wrist. It suffered excruciating pain, you know, death. And it's downright disgusting. So, you know, do your part, everyone, and Laws for Paws is out there. And I wanted to bring that up, Dina, is about those I've seen photos of we were selling the shirts of Laws for Paws, too, the black ones and the yellow ones. I was like, that is awesome, you know. Yes, you can bring that up on air and how you could get to them. Because, hey, the more people that join you and even invite people, you know, your friends and family to their Facebook group, Laws for Paws, you know, and get all the awareness out there how you can help out, that'd be wonderful, even with, you know, rallies and stuff like that. I've been to rallies before, and they're peaceful, you know, and trying to get your word across. And not only that, is contact the state representatives, because they are the big dogs, right, Dina?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. What was that?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, our shirts are for sale inside of Lakeside Mall. That's in Macomb, Michigan, and it's a store called MI Hut, which is a great store. Lots of Michigan-made things and everything, and you know, and the woman who runs the store, Gail, she's a member of Laws for Paws. We love her. You know, she's able to do that for us and be able to sell, you know, the shirts, because I mean, it does like kind of bring awareness, and it does like mean something. Like when I wear my shirt out and people ask like, what is Laws for Paws? I can't wait to tell them. I can't wait to hand them a little flyer or a business card and ask them to join the fight. Because I, not too long ago, I moved to Michigan from California, and I heard about, you know, an abuse case, and I was like, what can I do? Like, something has to be done. And then I realized, well, shoot, like, I am somebody. Like, let me join in this fight. And then I thank my lucky stars that I was able to find Laws for Paws, because now I feel like something can actually be done. I, you know, people just by themselves, Absolutely, that's awesome. But when you can find a group of like-minded individuals who really truly care about bettering the world, especially regarding animals, you know, the voiceless, I feel like it's more that, like, animals are huge and animals, like, have my heart. But there's also abuse to elderly, abuse to children, abuse to the disabled. And all of it is, I feel like that's just the worst, worst type of criminals. And these people should not be walking free. They should be held accountable. They should have severe repercussions. And it's been proven, like the FBI did a study, that when people start out abusing animals, it often leads to abuse against humans. You know, however they can do that. It's sick, and I feel like we really got to get these people off the streets. We really got to change these laws. Oh, we got a caller.
Hey, we got a caller. Somebody's at the door there, Gina. Yeah, and
yay.
Keep it up, because, hey, what you guys are doing, we need more of you, and hoping the laws for Paul's expands, okay? More people come on board, because that is power in numbers, strength in numbers. But area code 702, you're welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. You're live and on the air. How are you this evening? Got any questions or comments for Gina?
Hey, Debbie.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is your
cyber friend.
Is this my
friend. Facebook friend?
Yes.
This is awesome.
Yes.
This is awesome, Facebook friend, or my cyberspace friend. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
I'm well. Yeah, that is a short sentence. So how does he get it, repeat offenders get away with this? So that's what I want to know. How do they get away with it?
That's what people were saying, too. Like, isn't there a three strikes law? Well, here in Michigan, there's not a three strikes law. And and they just get these cushy, cushy plea deals unless they do something like Terry Key, who just completely absconded and didn't show up, and now that plea deal is off the table. So it's these weak, weak plea deals, and it almost doesn't get put first. And as far as, you know, it's just a crime against animals, I feel like I'm hearing, you know, from the courts and things like that. Like, they don't recognize that they're sentient beings. They just think of them as property, and that's what they're looked at in the court system, as property, which is one of the first things that I would like to see changed.
I see. Is the area where Wayne Gilchrist, is it where hunters live, though? Just wondering, is it the majority of them, are they hunters? Because I thought, I was wondering why he got away with it. I was just assuming that area of Michigan he lived in.
Yeah, well, I know that Michigan does have a lot of hunters, I mean, where Wayne Gilchrist is, it's Shelby Township. It's where his office is, Shelby Township, and then where he lives, or where, you know, it was put, was Ray, I believe. It was Ray Township. So, I mean, it's not like it's, like, backwoods, super country. Like, there's just a bunch of hunters with, like, you know, shotgun racks. You know, it's still a little township, but there are hunters in Michigan. But still, I mean, there's no excuse. This is a veterinarian, somebody who took a veterinarian's oath to protect animals, and here he is just beating the crap out of one in front of his whole family for the whole internet to see. So,
terrible. Yeah, there's no excuse for it.
It is.
He's in the public eye, you know, and there's no. Whether, you know, he was having his big temper tantrum, a bad day or whatever, there's no excuse for that. I mean, he went off on this Josie, and Josie, no animal deserves that. No elderly person deserves it. No child, no disabled, none of them. You know, so there's got to draw the line, you know, more stricter laws and harsher penalties. We have to do something. We have to get revised on all these laws, because some of them are such a slap on the wrist. It's sickening. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
No excuse for it. None. Zero.
Yep. That's what our science had always said, you know, when we were protesting. There's no excuse for abuse, even though he had so many excuses, you know, and it was just garbage excuses. But, you know, there is a little bit of inside information that I have about his, you know, home situation. I know that in the summers when the windows were down, he would get the police called on his home quite frequently because people would hear the ruckus going on inside. They would hear violence. I don't know if he was yelling at the kids or yelling at his dogs or what he was yelling at, but it's definitely out there that the police were coming to his house multiple times, especially in the summer when the windows were down, because he has these anger control issues. He has these impulse control issues. And, you know, mandatory felonies for all animal abusers is something that I would personally love to see, because maybe they would cut it out then. Because if they're getting these slaps on the wrist, it's only encouraging this kind of behavior. It's absolutely disgusting. It needs to be stopped. We need to keep talking about it. And I'm sure that there, like, if we could just, you know, like I said, you know, wear the shirts, talk to people, just open up a conversation with somebody, because then you might run into somebody like me who, you know, I was brand new here from California and Michigan, and I hear about this abuse case, and I'm like, what can I do to help? That's the kind of people that I personally want to bring in to Laws for Paws, because there is the power in numbers, and we got to just, we got to grow, we got to bring attention to this. And it all starts with, and I know, like, the Protect and My Pet, like, it doesn't fix everything. Like, these are the House Bill 4838, like, it doesn't fix everything that, like, we would like to see, because we've had these discussions before. Like, we want to have, like, the 24/7 chain dogs. Like, I would love to have that be outlawed and have, like, there be repercussions for having dogs that, with an inadequate environment like that, you know, is a cruelty charge and things like that. So there are things that we definitely want to change, but it starts with where we can get in, where we can start these conversations, where we can open up and actually enforce the rules, having appropriate people out there who can enforce these penalties, who can follow up on them. And that's the thing, too, is, like, there was just recently a case, and, well, not actually a case, but it was, you know, a situation in a neighborhood where somebody saw this dog, a brachycephalic dog with, like, a pushed-in nose, so it's tough to breathe in the summertime here when it's super, super hot, and the dog was on a hot deck. And no shade, no water, metal bowls, not even a towel for the dog to lay on. The whole deck was filled with feces. And there's videos of this, and there's pictures of this. There's pictures of the condition that the dog was in. At one point, the dog was absolutely lethargic. And I think that maybe it was because of the fact that he had no water, brachycephalic, the whole combination of it being so hot. And the parent of the dog was definitely confrontational. She defended herself. She says, well, you know what? I was raised on a farm. Dogs are supposed to be outside. Meanwhile, if you're on a farm, a dog might have access to a tree or dirt that he could dig a hole in to cool down his body temperature if he's going into heat stroke. If a dog's stuck on a plastic-looking deck and he can't do anything to get away from the beating sun, he can't even have water in his metal bowls that are probably just reflecting and it's hot as hell. And apparently the animal control had come out and they said, oh, everything's fine here, and then they left. And that was so frustrating to me because – and then, you know, I've talked to certain people who are like, oh, maybe we can at least bring the dog an umbrella. But I just want to thank God for the angels that are out there who are calling on this situation that aren't, you know, if you see something, say something. They see that there's this dog in peril, and instead of just keeping their mouth closed, they're going to do something even if nothing gets done by it. We're all, like, this house is on our radar now, you know, and we're not afraid to go knock on the door. But then at the same time, people are like, oh, you know, you don't want to make the owner even more mad than they are, because then she put a sign out. The owner put a sign out on her deck that said, if you give my dog food or water, I will sue you, blah, 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 blah. So totally whacked out.
Whoa.
So disheartening. And this is, like, right here, like, in the suburbs. It's not in, like, a big city of Detroit. Like, this is the suburbs. So just so disturbing.
That is terrible. You know, so anybody out there, if you see animal cruelty or animal in distress, please report it and be their voice, because they can't call the police. They can't call animal control. Nothing. They can't write reports. So do what you can to help that animal. Help save lives and get them out of harm's way, because a lot of them don't even think about, oh, yeah, there's no food or no water out there, and they're on this chained tied to a tree, and no wonder they get stressed out. You know, they start barking and everything. How would you, any of us would be, we don't want to be tied to a tree with no food or no water. We would be freaking out, you know. So if you see something, do something. You know, don't close your eyes, look the other way, or sweep it under the carpet, because these animals need us each and every day, okay? Be their voices. Because if we do nothing, guess what? Nothing will change, okay? And it'll only get worse. So please, everyone, do your part.
Oh.
Yep. And we got another caller.
Yeah,
Facebook friend, you can stay on there, okay?
I will.
Here we go, because we've got like 15 minutes left. The time is going so fast. Thanks for calling Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. You're live and on air. You have any comments or questions for the guest? Go right ahead.
Hi,
Erica, hey, it is a mama cat. Mama Bear was looking for mama cat earlier, you know, the tag teams.
Hey, how are you? How are you?
Good.
I'm doing okay.
Good. That's good to hear. I love that, you know? Yep.
I wanted to know, Gina, you're advocating mostly in Michigan right now, right?
Yes.
Do you have any future intentions of maybe spreading your wings out into other states?
I mean, I'm definitely open to the idea. I mean, that would be amazing. Absolutely. Like making laws for paws, like different chapters in different states. Or,
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we do
or
follow
regions,
the cases, though.
You know.
I mean, just like Enzo, the husky that was in California. If we hear of cases that we can write letters, that we can do, you know, whatever we can do, absolutely. I mean, we're all allies here. We're all on the same team, and anything that I could do for any other state, absolutely. But I like that idea. I've never actually thought about that, you know, making it larger than just Michigan.
Yeah, you know, state by state, at first you may not, you know, be able to fill those states up, but by doing regions like Southwest, Northeast, you know what I mean?
Oh, I like that. That's a fabulous idea. I like that a lot.
I do, too.
That is a great idea, Mama Cat. Mama Cat's she's a smart Mama Cat. I'm telling you.
Power in numbers. Power in numbers.
That's
absolutely.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
I know that there's a lot of people that follow along with the laws. I can't say that I'm 100% up on it, you know, and I probably should be, but it might be something that, you know, it takes a lot of collaboration, a bunch of people, moderators and admins for the different regions. And, you know, maybe we can get more people standing up because, you know, a lot of people don't really know. They hear you say make those calls and stuff like that, but an organized sometimes has a lot better results.
I like that.
You know.
I like that a lot. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I like it.
There you go.
No, that would be fabulous. That would be fabulous.
That's a good one,
I know
meow.
It does get overwhelming. I mean, it gets so overwhelming when you hear these cases, and then you're just like, oh my God, it's another one. And then, you know, I can't even touch on like the other countries with the dog meat market and things like that, because I feel powerless. Like there's nothing I can do to change the laws over there. And what is it, China and in Asia, where they're doing the dog meat trade? It's disgusting and sickening, and it makes, oh my God, it makes me so, so angry. But then I feel like there's nothing that I could personally do, you know, to go help, you know, over there. But as far as like expanding region-wide, I really like that idea, because I feel like if I feel like powerless, like I can't do anything about this dog meat trade, then it makes me kind of want to, you know, be like, oh God, let's do what I can where I can. But I like that. I like that idea of having region, you know, and networking.
Maybe
I think networking is huge.
Right. Maybe do a poll on your groups and see you know, put it out there for the people and see if they'd be interested. You know, it'd be interesting to see where they stand on that.
I love that. Fabulous. Fabulous idea.
That is a great idea, because I've had polls across America on here, and I know you probably all heard of that. I've had them on several times, but the founder, Cecilia Maida, she passed away last year, but it's still going on. You know, they still have protests and rallies every so often, and they have all the different groups on, you know, Facebook of every state, you know, different admins, and I think it'd be a great idea. I mean, yeah, that just the, you know, getting attention and getting people on board on different states, you know, on different cases. Come in and help us on this one. We'll help you over there, you know. Teamwork. Takes teamwork to see the
victory.
Yeah,
and then, you know,
people
would be more interested in the group if they know that you're not just advocating for Michigan. You know what I mean? I mean, not that that's all you do. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, if people think that the only support is for Michigan at this point, that's your focus, you know. So it just, I thought I'd throw that out there and see what you thought about that.
Yeah, I like that, yeah. Well, I think the reason, because I joined Laws for Paws when it was already established. I'm actually quite new to Laws for Paws. But the reason why it was focused on Michigan is just because law is so complicated as it is. And, I mean, I'm not a lawyer. There's a couple lawyers that are in the group, which we really appreciate it. But it's just a regular citizen in, you know, with no knowledge. Like, I have no background in law. I have no history, you know, as far as being – like, I personally work in the medical field. So I feel like it was almost like a class that I needed to take to even figure out where to even start, you know, statewide before I could even begin to comprehend, like, how things could be changed nationally. But at the same time, just like Enzo the Husky that was in Lodi, California, absolutely, I've written letters for that cause. If there's a call to action, absolutely share it to Laws for Paws. If we can help, if we could write letters, if we can do anything, bring awareness, and it is kind of a small world, you know, as far as networking and bringing people on and bringing people together.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember Enzo the Husky. Oh, that was so sad, too. I mean, Enzo didn't even have a chance. He got tasered, you know, and dragged. It was terrible. You know, and in the video, it was so, I mean, gut-wrenching and just mind-blowing, you know, and he died right there, you know. So,
yeah.
And I could just imagine what the family went through, you know. That it's terrible. It's like they need some more training on this because, you know, you can't just go in and shoot and kill a dog just because it's running loose. You know, that's not acceptable. And then they need better training. They need to handle it better. Because Enzo's another one, didn't deserve to die. And I remember, you know, the petition, I had like 100,000 signatures, I think, the last time I seen it. And these police officers, you know, was involved. They needed more training. They just, you know, the easiest way to do is just shoot and kill them. You know, that's not right. It's injustice.
Yeah.
You know,
but
so
one positive that I'll say is that community came together, that community rallied together on behalf of Enzo. People, strangers became friends out there as far as when they protested and rallied and brought attention to the case. It's so devastating that it was basically in vain. I mean, there's never going to be justice for Enzo, I feel like. But the community really fought. That community really came together. They organized. They fought as hard as they could. And when things get disheartening like this, like you just have to keep going. Like you have to keep up the good fight. Because unfortunately, there's no shortage of cases like this. There's no shortage of abuse that's happening. And if we just keep motivated and we keep together, we're going to make change, but we just can't give up. We just got to increase our numbers. We got to continue to push and to fight and to talk to who we need to talk to so that, you know, Enzo's death isn't in vain, so that all these dogs' deaths aren't in vain. And it's important to say their names and remember them, because this problem is horrible and it's not going away. It only seems like it's getting worse, but I feel like we're making progress, though, for these bills that are being introduced, you know, and things like that. Like, we're making progress. And that's what I've said from the beginning. You know, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So, I mean, you know, you fight as hard as you can, obviously, but it's going to take a lot of time.
It's not going to happen overnight. We only wish it would, but it's not. You know, we have to keep stand tall and don't fall. Stay proactive, everyone. Optimistic. Don't give up. Be relentless. Because it's not going to happen overnight. If you get aggravated, take a break and then come back. That's what I do. I see a victory come through. I'm not done there, you know. Whether I'm a part of it or not, I don't give up. I want to keep going because I know it can happen if there's enough of us for positive changes for the animals, you know. I mean, hey, just the like social media is like a landing strip for all of us to come together, get the awareness out there. Press that share button because it doesn't give us no justice, okay? So it goes through the news feed, just like on Twitter, and just like how the show gets promoted. And a big thank you to everyone that's involved. You know, I tag people in it, and I also, you know, I see them because not everybody's on social media at the same time and days. You know, so when I get the notification, whether it's on Facebook, all of you a big thank you because you're all helping me out because I'm a one-woman operation here, you know, on this radio platform. And the only thing I need help with is promoting it, and I get plenty of it. And I can't thank all of you enough, Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, Pinterest, you know, the followers, big animal pages, fans of animal rights. I mean, you used to see this list. And so that's what it takes within all of us to keep passing it along, go viral, you know, get those petitions, sign them, share them, because that's where we're taking action and we're not just sitting there like a bump on the log. What do I do now? You know, so your actions really do matter, everyone, and your voices. So don't give up. You know, and Mama Cat, that's a great idea you're bringing up. I mean, you know, the more of us, the better.
And I'm willing to help, and whatever you need if you want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to help,
just
too.
Like...
Yay!
Yes.
I'm glad to help, too. Yeah. Because a long time ago, if it wasn't for social media, it would be paper petition. So that's dying.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So we got to, you know, do it, do what's right here. And get involved because that's what it takes. If you want to see, you know, if you want to see change, we got to take action, everyone. No questions asked, you know. So it's like out there, hey, got to go viral. Just for example, this show, I see it going off. And, you know, when I tag people, not everybody's on the same time, but once they get on, bam, they share it. And I'll see it getting shared all weekend. So that's what everything else needs, you know. Because, and I'm glad they're archived, that's a plus, but, you know, we got to do better and work better, and then bring the numbers on. And ladies, we are down to 2.5 minutes here. A Facebook friend, I want to thank you so much for calling in.
You're
awesome. You're
welcome.
Okay? Big hugs to you, Nevada.
Thanks for bringing me on here.
By cyberspace. And Mama Cat. Thank you for all your big support. Meow, your great ideas, tag team. and Gina, thank you so much. I'm going to invite you guys back on. I'll get the calendar out and bring you back on in a couple months. How's that sound? And we'll do it up again, okay? And you're part of the Voices Care for Animals family. There's no limit when you can come on, you know, how many times you come on. And we'll keep it up, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Voices Care for Animals. You know, Mama Bear does care because she's on the air, okay? But anyway, everyone, I hope everyone. Yeah, everyone, I hope you all have a wonderful and safe July 4th next Tuesday. And protect your pets because they do get scared out there. When the fireworks are going off, and so please keep an eye on them. And next week, next Thursday, we'll be having Andrea Knobb on, the Heart of American Humane Society. I'm going to welcome her aboard. It's her first time. But everyone, you have a wonderful and peaceful evening. Mama Cat, are you ready to rock and roll?
I am.
Ball
in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and abuse across the land. Good night, everybody,
right.
And happy 4th of July.
That's it, Mama Cat. Thank you. And thanks, Gina. And thanks, Brenda.
Thank you, Gina.
And my Facebook friend, cyberspace friend, big hugs to you, okay? And a big hug to my mother, Pat, a.k.a. Moogs. I love you, Mom, always. Bye-bye, everybody. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in.
Good night.
Bye. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Gina.
And God bless you all.